said you replaced the module unit, and I know the ignition switch is halfway down on the steering column. Check to make sure that you didn't disturb anything. And if it still doesn't run, let it go. We'll call Jim, or we'll call Schindlerling's, we'll have it towed over to Jim's, we'll have them fucking look at it. I said, even if it starts right now, I'm not going to take it. The fucking weather, I'm...
When did it say it was supposed to snow?
It didn't.
I don't remember anything in the forecast.
It said it was supposed to rain.
About snow, and I just looked up...
We got an inch and a half to 2 inches of snow.
There was nothing in the forecast about snow that I remember.
Mm-mm.
So, I'm...
I'm not going to let you drive the Ford like that.
So, like what?
Oh, it fucking slips and slides all over the
place. No, I'm driving my car.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, because I'm... No, I wouldn't drive your... Well, I would drive your car if I had to while you were gone. If you leave tomorrow.
I'm not leaving. I called up Jonathan and told him I'm not canceling my trip north. I'm merely postponing it because the truck won't start. We can't get it to run. And even if it does, I ain't leaving now. I've got a week's vacation set aside. I'll pop in on you sometime whenever I get the chance. I said, but for right now, I'm here.
And
have a great day.
I just think it's really strange how you changed the distributor. What else did you change?
Changed the cap, the rotor, and the ignition module. The ignition module's in the back on the distributor. Right next to the rotor. It's part of it.
I think he probably wiggled something loose when he changed.
I think so too. It needed all this other stuff anyhow.
Right.
But
I think with him trying to get it ready.
I know. And I told him yesterday, I said, you didn't disappoint me. He goes, I know that old man. Because I told him it's not his fault. He goes, it's the truck's fault. I said, good. I'm glad you think that way.
Yeah.
Because you didn't disappoint me. Something bad. There was some bad juju here. I don't know why.
Yeah, it just doesn't. And then when I saw the snow, I was like, this is another sign.
that's not just nails in a coffin. That's screws there, boy.
I was like, oh, this is
glue too.
Yeah, I said, this is just another sign of.
I told him, I said, I don't care if Jenna spends some time over here. I don't care if she spends the night. I just don't give a shit. You guys want to be together, be together. I said, it'll help cut down on you two running back and forth.
I think so, too.
I said, we'll just spend the Christmas together.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm to the point now where I know we made the rules for the other kids of no spending the night before because they weren't married. But now it's just like, it's so far for him. It's not far for him to drive, but it's a lot on your car, my car, and gas, and... They're having sex anyway.
Yeah, I know they are.
And if her parents are okay with it, I don't...
I'm very willing to help them if she gets pregnant and they get married. I'm very willing to help them sustain and maintain a household until they can get on their feet and do it for themselves, because they are going to take care of us.
Christopher is very... I'm not going to have kids. He's very adamant about...
Well, I think
3 years,
too.
3 years, you know, and he's like, I'm going to be stuck with her student loan. I'm going to have mine. It's just going to be an awful lot, you know, and then I have to really bust my ass for the first couple years of work. And he says, and then if you bring a baby into the equation, he says, that's just, you know...
Yeah, I know.
He can't understand why his sister did it.
Because she wanted to get the hell out of the house. She was doing the same thing her mother did.
Yeah.
I told him if after all this doesn't work, and okay, fine, we'll take care of that. We'll go out to breakfast.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Well, I have to go to work. So do you want to go with me so you can help me unload some of that shit?
What shit do you have to unload?
I have to deliver all those share packages.
Alright.
It shouldn't take, it only takes like a half hour.
Okay.
But I have two for us.
You know, Regina called me this morning at 5 o'clock wanting to know if I could come to work. Because Robbie is sick. Sorry, I just got the message. I was sleeping at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
I said, sorry, just got your message. Fixing truck.